So here we are in the studio, me and Faye Penfert, and we're talking to Simon Gadd and Dr. Louise Goddard-Crawley, who are going to tell us a little bit about their new book, Conceiving Conception. So welcome both to the studio.
Hi. Hello there. Hi.
Well, let's jump straight in and tell us a little bit about what issues the book addresses and how the book treats it all.
So the book is called Conceiving Conception, and it's a novel approach to looking at infertility, and specifically at 35% of infertility, which is umbrella termed as unexplained. So it means there's no biological reason for the infertility. So where we're going with that is, if there isn't a biological explanation, perhaps there's a psychological one. And the research tells us more and more these days that when there's trauma from the past, which can manifest as stress in the body, this can turn into disease, specifically autoimmune disorders, and infertility is one of those.
So who's the book intended for, I suppose, is my question there. Is this a book that's written for professionals, for the academic community, or is it a more of a self-help book for people struggling with the issues?
It's more of a self-help book, but it's everything that I do with my patients when they're seeking support around infertility issues. My dream is that as soon as someone starts thinking about their fertility journey, this book is the go-to, because it really helps to start thinking about your fertility mindset. And that's not just a positive mindset as around you think positively and you'll be pregnant. It really goes much deeper into that, much deeper into the messages you've heard around being a woman, or what your body means to you, or what does pregnancy mean to you and having a family.
And are there exercises in the book then that people can follow, ways that people can deal with the issue more practically?
It's actually a very creative workshop. So what we're at workbook rather. So instead of just accessing the conscious mind, so where we are now, what we're talking about is through the conscious mind. It goes right deep into the unconscious. And to do that, we need a vessel to get us there. And that's through creativity, imagination, and lots of the exercises. I mean, there's a whole chapter on dreams. So you would journal about what your dreams, and we teach you about what the symbolism around dreams is. So it's a really creative way of approaching the psychotherapeutic infertility.
And Simon, what's been your involvement in the book?
Well, I've sort of self-titled myself as producer of the book. What I conducted with Louise was really, we'd set out how Louise works with her patients on a one-to-one basis. And then we broke that down into various stages. And then I effectively interviewed Louise to extract from her how she goes about doing her therapeutic work. And to a certain extent, taking that doctor of psychology level of knowledge and making it a bit more accessible. So yes, I've been wordsmithing on the book to capture the methodology, the tools and the techniques that the book gives everybody, but also to bring some of that warmth of the real Louise into the book, which is sometimes a little challenging if, you know, you're very much on the academic side of it. So all of the feedback that we've had from people that have read it so far is how warm and friendly and, you know, caring the book is for people who are, you know, going through quite a stressful time.
So is it good for like couples, not just women? I mean, because there can be, I know women can blame themselves if they can't get pregnant, but also men can blame themselves if it's to do with them, or it's that journey, isn't it, to do together?
Well, our brains are sense-making machines. Mm. So all we're trained to do is make sense of something. So when something's unexplained, there's no reason for it. The go-to is, it must be my fault. So whether it's the man thinking that, the woman, or even someone in a same-sex couple, whatever the relationship is, single women, is aimed for anyone that's thinking about fertility.
So, and I'm blocking that channel that might be there that they're not aware of.
And absolutely, yes.
I was just going to say, I mean, so many people are affected with fertility challenges. The book is aimed really, as Louisa said, fairly and squarely at people who are struggling with medically unexplained infertility. But that also would cover people who've been trying naturally for a year, let's say, and haven't had any success, even without, you know, medical interventions or examinations. So, you know, there's a whole gamut of people who can get some value from this, whether you're on an IVF journey already, whether you're preparing for pregnancy, whether you've, you know, struggled to maintain a pregnancy. I mean, all of these things can be very stressful and quite traumatic. And what this book is really doing is putting a supportive arm around people and showing them how to use these psychological best practices to help themselves.
Well, it's an important topic, and this is clearly an important book. If people have been affected by what we're talking about, or if they want to find out more, if they want to find out about the book, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit our website, which is called Conceiving Conception.
Excellent. That's all they need to know. So, Simon and Lewis, thanks so much for coming and sharing your story about Conceiving Conception and the book out now. If people do want to find out a bit more, if they want to get hold of a copy, how do they go about doing that?
Yes, absolutely. The book is called Conceiving Conception, which is available on our website, conceivingconception.com, and it's also available on Amazon.
Marvellous. Well, Simon and Louise, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mix 92.6.